I am a shy and reserved man, 80-year-old Sion resident Rajni Kumar Shah states curtly at the outset of our conversation. Ask the retired chemical engineer what he plans to present at a cultural program later today, and he begins to open up. Garba, and a bit of bhangra. I surprise myself this time. I hope I get the steps right, he laughs. For many like Shah who are having their second coming of age, a talent showcase organized by 14 centers of EDTA Trust, a senior citizens community spread across the city, will make the perfect stage. You'd be mistaken if you believe stage fright is of the slightest concern for the old-timers. While you read this, Shah is possibly gaming on his desktop. He has a reputation to live up to. I have been playing the card games that came with my desktop for 15 years now. I have consistently made it to the top players list released by Microsoft week after week, he beams. When he's not setting records, Shah turns to the community. I meet them every evening. It's important to interact with people your age and share both the good and bad parts of your day regularly. Practicing the dance routine with my friends, for instance, has been therapeutic, he shares. Arun Nanda and Malti Agrawal, a 68-year-old who put her passion for Kathak on hold nearly half a century ago to tend to her family, agrees. I spent a good part of my life carrying the weight of societal expectations on my shoulders. Now, I look at every day as a party. Being in your 60s can get lonely, and you cannot expect your children to make time for you all the time. With the friends I have made here, I know I am never alone. At the end of the day, it takes someone your age to understand your problems, she explains. Agrawal will join her girl gang in a mixed semi-classical dance performance today, while the duo's enthusiasm is spilling over leading up to their performances, founder Arun Nanda takes a step back to shed light on the bigger purpose. People often believe senior citizen organizations are only for retired individuals who have time on their hands. That's far from the truth. Dancing, singing, and making art are all forms of movement therapy that have been proven to delay the onset of memory loss. The best thing you can do for yourself is make time for what you love doing, he signs off, and on, today, 6 PM onwards at St. Andrew's Auditorium, opposite Arya Vidya Mandir, Bandra West, and message, at EDTA Trust, to register.